This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Kremlin-installed officials in occupied southern Ukraine celebrated Russia Day on Sunday and began issuing Russian passports to residents in one city who requested them as Moscow sought to solidify its rule over captured parts of the country. At one of the central squares in the city of Kherson, Russian bands played a concert to celebrate Russia Day, the holiday that marks Russia's emergence as a sovereign state after the collapse of the Soviet Union, according to Russia's state news agency RIA Novosti. In a neighboring region, Moscow installed officials raised a Russian flag in Melitopol's city center. Ukrainian media reported that few, if any, local residents attended the Russia Day festivities in the two cities. Russia Day was also celebrated in other occupied parts of Ukraine, including the ravaged southern port of Mariupol, where a new city sign painted in the colors of the Russian flag was unveiled on the outskirts, and Russian flags were flown on a highway leading into the city. Dozens of lawmakers who make up the biggest bloc in Iraq's parliament have resigned amid a prolonged political impasse. The 73 lawmakers from powerful Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr's Black Bloc submitted their resignation based on his request to protest a persisting political deadlock 8 months after general elections were held. The unprecedented move plunges the nation beset by divisions into political uncertainty. The parliament speaker, Mohamed Helbousi, accepted their resignation. Again, dozens of lawmakers who make up the biggest bloc in Iraq's parliament have resigned amid a prolonged political impasse, 73 in all. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Search teams found a backpack, laptop, and other personal items that belonged to indigenous expert Bruno Pereira and freelance British journalist Dom Phillips, who went missing in a remote area of Brazil's Amazon a week ago. That's according to federal police Sunday night. Phillips' backpack was discovered Sunday afternoon, tied to a tree that was half submerged. A firefighter told reporters in the closest city to the search area, which is near the Javari Valley Indigenous Territory. It is the end of the rainy season in the region, and part of the forest is flooded. Officers with the federal police brought the items by boat later in the afternoon. In a statement a few hours later, they said that they had identified the belongings of both missing men, such as Pereira's health card and clothes. A review by the federal health officials in the United States says that Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine appears safe and effective for children under the age of 5, the only group not currently eligible for vaccination. The review from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is now a key step toward an expected decision to begin vaccinating babies, toddlers, and preschoolers as soon as June 21st. Parents have been waiting months to protect America's youngest children, who number roughly 18 million. On Wednesday, the FDA will ask an outside panel of experts to vote on whether to recommend the shots. Members of the U.S. House Committee investigating the Capitol riot said Sunday that they have uncovered enough evidence for the U.S. Justice Department to consider an unprecedented criminal indictment against former U.S. President Donald Trump for seeking to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The committee announced that Trump's campaign manager, Bill Stepien, is among the witnesses scheduled to testify at a hearing Monday that focuses on Trump's effort to spread lies about a stolen election. Stepien was subpoenaed for his public testimony. Opponents of the British government's plan to deport migrants to Rwanda are preparing for an appeals court hearing amid the political backlash following reports that Prince Charles had privately described the policy as appalling. Immigration rights advocates and public employee unions will ask the Court of Appeals in London to reverse the lower court ruling, allowing the first deportation flights to go ahead on Tuesday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative government in April announced plans to send some undocumented migrants to Rwanda, where their claims for asylum in the East African nation would be processed. Critics called the plan unworkable and inhumane. UK newspapers criticized Charles for allegedly expressing a political opinion. His office refused to comment. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.